She leaned against the doorframe, sipping her coffee as she watched him sleep. He was sprawled out in the middle of the bed, one arm tucked under the pillow and the other resting low on his stomach under the thin white sheet. A slow smile played on her lips, and she felt her body react to the man in her bed. Images of last night flashed through her mind, her body still showing the marks of his rough hands and teeth. She bit her lip and thought about the things he had done with his tongue. She was not innocent by any means, but that had been an entirely new experience, and she had allowed him access to every part of her body. Very willing and with reckless abandon, she thought to herself. Never before had she begged or screamed so much or come so hard. She blushed at how she had soaked the bed in his admiring praise for her. He had looked at her with such lust in his eyes before he completely destroyed her with his tongue, feeding off her sweet taste. What is this man doing to me? She felt her nipples harden and the familiar tug of desire deep inside of her when she remembered the feeling as he thrust into her that first time. He looked straight at her and smiled when she moaned his name. He had been so confident and knew exactly what to say and do to make her agree to every last little naughty, downright dirty thing he had asked her to do. She kept sipping her hot coffee as her aroused, naked body grew fully alive again. Putting down the mug on her dresser, she walked over to the bed and slowly started tugging down the sheet off his body. She smiled appreciatively as his cock came into view. Even in its flaccid state, it was so impressive. This won't do, she whispered into the room. She watched him stir as the warm air caressed his skin. He settled back into his sleep as she positioned herself, kneeling between his spread legs. She lightly slid her hands up the inside of his muscular thighs, and she watched him shift once again. The sides of her small hands brushed against his cock, ever so gently. She saw him twitch at the touch of her soft skin against his flesh. She licked her lips as she traced a fingertip along his shaft and saw him harden even further. His hips gyrated almost unnoticeably as she squeezed the base of his cock, moving her hand up slowly. She grasped him harder and heard a low moan escape from his lips. She looked up at his face and she leaned down to tease his tip with her tongue. She saw his lips part and his dark eyes open as she wrapped her lips tightly around him. She heard his low growl as his eyes connected with hers, and she slowly took him deeper into her warm, wet mouth. His jaw clenched as his hand went into her long dark hair and gathered it in his fist. He didn't say anything. He didn't need to. It was all written across his face. She wanted to give him the same pleasure he had given her the night before. She would let him get lost in the same desire she had given herself to. Her eyes stayed locked with his as she rubbed the head of his cock across her flattened tongue. She was the one in control now. It was a powerful feeling, and she understood the confidence she had seen in him last night. A bead of pre-cum coated her tongue, and she moaned as she tasted it. She wanted more. She pulled her mouth away from his throbbing shaft, starting to stroke him fast and hard. She felt the grip in her hair tighten and his look intensified. She was not ready for him to come yet. I want to hear him beg. I want to hear him beg for me. She smiled as she heard him growl when she slowed her pace. He raised his hips off the bed and placed his other hand around hers on his cock, forcing her to start moving faster. She heard his low, deep moan as she felt him get harder in her fist. His erratic breathing and grip around her hand was betraying how close he was to coming. The pre-cum was trickling out of his tip, and she lapped it up with her eager tongue. He released his hold of her hand, and she wasted no time in devouring his cock. She teased his shaft with her tongue as she took him deeper and deeper into her throat. She moaned when she felt him grow against her lips. He is so close. Pulling him out of her mouth, she saw the desperation and flash of anger in his dark eyes. The grip in her hair increased, and she knew how badly he needed his release. She licked around the tip and slowly down his shaft, grasping his cock. She started stroking him as her tongue teased his tight and cum-filled flesh. Fuck, he moaned out as she kept teasing him. Please. Yes. She looked up at him again, and his eyes were now closed. He was thrusting into her hand. She surrounded him tightly with her lips around him, fisting his cock even harder. She felt him swell moments before the first spurt of heat filled into her mouth. Pulling him out, she felt the rush of cum coat her lips and drip down over her now slowing hand. Letting go of his spent cock, she sucked a creamy, cum-covered finger into her mouth as she watched him lying, panting on the bed as he looked at her. Good morning, she smiled, popping her finger out of her mouth. How do you take your coffee?